bring that thing over here, are you?
I'm gonna just set it right here. Just pretend it's not there.
You don't see it.
I'm not that head out of order, sorry, it's okay.
All right, boys. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us here and having this great breakfast the other boys in the kitchen made. Beto, Steve, Dee. Thank you for bringing us together to hear this word. Please help me through this word. I'm not good at it. Just bless these guys, those who haven't made it, those who never make it. Bless all the mommies that belong to these people. Love you a lot. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so I'm not good at this, and I tried, so please forgive me if you guys think it's funny. Okay, it's Psalms 121, and you got to remember throughout this whole thing that God is always watching. Just got to keep on remembering that. First, I'll read it. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth forevermore. All right, so like I said, this ain't good. I'm not a professor or anything like that, so please forgive me. Remember, a lot of this is from my eyes too, what I feel. A song for it's number 2 of 15 of the Ascent. What about that? Ascent. The Song of Ascents. A song for pilgrims ascending into Jerusalem from Egypt. The first line, I lift my eyes to the hills, means to me one of two things or both. The hills is Mount Zion, a holy place where God's promised to his people a new land to grow and multiply. Now here's where this is me. The second is the pilgrim is asking for assurance to God to protect them from robbers and or thieves as they pass. Robbers and thieves, isn't that the same? As they pass through the hills. I myself tend to believe both, but it's almost as if he doubts God. Why? God is always there watching over you. The second line, my help comes from the Lord. To me, as the pilgrim actually knows in his heart that God is there to protect them and always will be. The second part of this line is the maker of the heavens and the earth. So if he knows God is the maker of everything, he has to know God is there to guide them. Boy, my spelling is bad. Guide them as well as protect them from everything.
That's a really good point.
Although the rest of the Psalms, he tells how God is always there for them. No sleep, nor slumber, no foot slipping. God who watches over Israel. I won't let harm's way come. God will watch over his people now and forever. God is always watching. Celebrating the Passovers. Yes. Okay. God brought them out of Egypt at night. Oh, Exodus. You can only sacrifice an animal from your flock or herd, and only where God chooses as a dwelling. For his name, no request or no yeast is to be eaten, but for 7 days only eat unleavened bread. Yuck. The bread of affliction, as a matter of fact. No yeast can be found on your possession. There are three offerings to be made. They are free offering, in which a portion of your offering you share with everybody. You, your servants, homeless town people in your tribe, everybody, and rejoice before the Lord, where he chose for your dwelling, remembering the we're slaves in Egypt. I forgot to mention something, guys. God is always watching over you and protecting you. But he's doing all of this because he loves you and he wants you to praise him and all. Praise him and just pray to him. Anyways, Feast of the Tabernacles is of your grains, wines, and also to be shared with everybody in the place God chose, how God took care of them in the wilderness. Three times a year, all your men shall appear in front of God, all bringing a portion of what God helped you grow or whatever. And I'm shaking like you wouldn't believe. A portion of the way your Lord has blessed you. At the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of the Tabernacle, remember, God is always with you. Always.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Good job. I see the thumbs up. Yeah. Isaiah.
Thanks, guys.
Now, I'm going to ask you some questions.
Oh, I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
Okay, so you said this was a psalm of ascent.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and you said that this was number 2 of how many?
15.
15. And the psalms of ascent start at Psalm 120.
Oh, 120, yeah.
And go to 134. Okay, and you said that psalms of ascent means ascending, means going up. Where are they going again?
To Jerusalem.
And you mentioned the word pilgrimage. Yeah, and so they go on this pilgrimage to Jerusalem, and like you were saying, to worship the Lord. Now, how many times are they supposed to do this?
Three times a year.
Three times a year. And do you remember the festivals? It was...
The Unleavened Bread.
Okay, which was part of...
Passover.
And what does Passover celebrate?
That's where they painted their doors with blood, and God comes over and protects them.
And brought them up out of
Egypt.
And so once a year, they go to Jerusalem, and they celebrate the Passover, how God saved. Amen. What was the second feast?
That was... Where was I? Weeks?
Okay, Feast of Weeks. And what does that celebrate? That one was the toughest one.
Yeah. I don't know. That was the Unleavened Bread, wasn't it?
No, Unleavened Bread was part of Passover. I think the feast was when they were in the land and having a huge harvest. And so the Feast of Weeks would be a time where they give thanks to God for how God's blessed them in the land.
Amen.
Okay, and remember the third one?
as you told me about it.
I did, and I can't remember now.
Start Feast of...
Tabernacles, right?
Yeah, what does that celebrate?
The places of worship.
Well, yeah, but even more, tabernacles, not tabernacle worship sites, but they went from Egypt to the land. How much time was in between?
God, a long time.
Like 40 years,
yeah.
Right? And where did they live in that time?
The wilderness.
And tents. And so the Feast of Tabernacles is really the Feast of Tents. Yes. And so so like we talked about, they go to Jerusalem three times a year to worship God, to celebrate how God brought them out of Egypt, how God blessed them with the land, and how God watched over them on the journey from Egypt to the land.
Right.
And so that's why they're going up to Jerusalem, is to worship the Lord. And so the other thing you talked about was they're looking up at the hills.
Right.
And you said that maybe they were having doubt. What was that doubt about?
Well, anytime you're going to take a journey into a mountains, you always have obstacles. Well, actually, there's two things. One of them was the journey through God's promised land.
Uh-huh.
That's one of them. The other one was about thieves and murderers and whatever.
Yeah. And so the fear, the question, like, how am I going to get from here
which
to there?
Which kind of doubts God in a way.
Yeah. And what does the psalmist realize he needs?
God.
Yeah, because God is
always watching.
Always watching.
Always watching.
I was trying to get you all to say that.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think you're spot on. The big question is, where does my help come from? And so in the face of the doubt, in the face of the hills, in the face of the obstacles, in the face of the distance, you know, this question, how am I going to get there? Where's my help going to come from? And then the psalmist answers his own question.
Yep.
Where does his help come from?
God.
Yeah, the Lord. And Tony, you brought this out. Who is the Lord?
Creator of all things.
Yeah, the maker of heaven and earth. And so...
And humans.
Yeah, and so
animals.
That's who's watching over us.
Yep.
And does God fall asleep on the job?
No, no sleeping, no slumber, no foot slip. He's always there.
Yeah, and so we're going to make it, but not because we're so strong, but because he's our helper.
Yeah.
And he's watching over us.
He's over all of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, he's over there.
Yeah, good word. And that's a word that we need to be reminded of.
Yeah, but you gave me a B.
Because we all face challenges, mm-hmm, and obstacles and the journey. But God's saying, okay, I got you. I'm going to watch over you. Make sure you complete the journey into his presence, the journey to worship him.
Amen. I don't think you got your grade yet, brother.
He gave it to me at his house when he was reading it.
I think you're going to get your grade when the Lord returns and he says, have you been trusting me?
Well done.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
From whence does my help come?
My help comes from the Lord.
My help comes.
DM, sorry you didn't make it.
And, if we all trust that, I think we'll all get an A.
Yeah, and as we talked the other day, you know, there are lots of different things, places that kind of promise help, but do they really give help?
No.
Well, not that kind of help.
Yeah, not the deepest help we need.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that was the good point you made, was that his foot doesn't slip. He doesn't slumber. That's the kind of help you get from the world, right? Mm-hmm. Even Jesus got that kind of help from the disciples. Hey, you guys stay up and pray. Yeah. And he goes and he comes back to sleep, right? So
yeah.
We don't want that kind of help, right?
Right.
We need better help. Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. No better help than that. That's the help. But I just think you know, all the different places, institutions, things that promise help.
Well, the rescue mission gave me help, but not this kind of help.
Yeah, the ultimate help.
Yeah.
Is the Lord.
The Lord. Amen. Amen.
And the Lord worked through the rescue mission to help you.
Because he was going to see you sitting here. He can already see it.
Seeing you through.
Yeah.
Ascending.
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 He sees us all sitting here today. What all we came through to be here.
You know, when I first heard that word ascending, I couldn't figure out what that meant. Then somebody said, it's the opposite of descending. What?
What's descending?
I had to actually Google it.
Yeah, it's not a word we use every day.
Yeah, we don't usually say I'm descending down to the store.
Yeah.
To get some.
Yeah. Well, how do you want to wrap it up, Tony?
I guess prayer requests.
All right.
And these two, one open and one closed. Take your pick.
Okay.
I'll open.
All right. So prayer requests.